Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Go Ask Val, 3:12 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is December the 15th, 2020. I want to introduce you to a voice, Grant Cardone. It's going to be the segue, the introduction to this 30-minute Valcast. Let's see if it'll let it play. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. Hopefully you will. That was it. That's the word. Two things you got to do to change. You got to change. Now, why do you want to change? That helps to know. Why do you want to change? 2020 full of change. The government says there is no change. Government says new world order. If there is any message I want to truly convey in this Valcast right here, these 30 minutes, is the confoundment of our language, of our English language, the confoundment, the what's the other word? The distortion, the irony, the oxymorons, the unclearness, there's a word, the chaos. But we're tuning in to something more. We're crying out for change. And as we tune in, tap in, and turn on, many of you all listening are willing and seeking an ultimate truth for yourself and for the planet. You truly, it's finally gotten to the Western world. Something is fundamentally not okay. And it doesn't matter where you begin. When you woke up, when you became coherent, if you're still incoherent, doesn't matter. The vibration of the planet and those within, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they, us, we, them that dwell therein. And so the words that I wanted to resound here as he is embarking upon his own journey of basically starting from a bottom and getting to the core of his pain points, of his void. I've been working on the Genesis, one and one. That's where I started. It really doesn't matter when I started to become more conscious and aware and expand it to my calling, and the question was, where shall I go? When should I go? What shall I say? You know, all of that, all the questions that come along with the quest. And you could just read the file, read the book. But it got a lot more clear when I decided, okay, begin at the beginning, or at least what people said is the beginning. You know, then of course there's one that they call the oldest book of the Bible, which is Job. And or Job for those who pronounce it that way. But basically it says you will find what you find in the crumb, you will find in the whole. And that's why the woman was said to have a great faith, because she did not stop at the words of offense. Jesus's offense. It's not meet, it's not good, it's not fitting, it's not proper to give children's bread to the dogs. She said, I give you that, I grant you that. But even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And so it showed her wit, it showed her relentlessness. instead of the person that says, they get the email that says, I'm sorry, we've chosen another candidate, and you come back with, I didn't want the job anyway, or whatever the case may be. Instead of saying, no, I think you've made a mistake, you might want to reconsider. Or to the best of your ability, saying, okay, well, if that person for some reason doesn't work out, you might want to make sure that you keep my name and number in your mouth, because I know this position is for me. That is the confidence to go to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to obtain thanks. It says that's going to make an impression not just on them, but on you. It's going to increase your confidence that you're not just out there fishing and scamming. You're pointing and directing at something very particular, not just the money. And there's nothing wrong with the money. Y'all can get on with that. Y'all can get on with that. The money is not just a means. There's something about seeing coins stacked. There's something about seeing gold. There's a sense of security, and it is not without value and merit. And I understand that darkness and light cannot comprehend themselves, but it says at that point, then trust me. The vault, and they see stacks and stacks of money. It is not simply about what that money can do. It is now, behold, the opportunity, the power, the glory. Yes, money. But for those who maybe only see digits on a screen, maybe it means something else. Maybe to you it is like a PS4 game, you know, just digits rolling. And again, you have your little thrill, you know. It's the same thrill that the person get when they get the jackpot. You know, you get a couple of coins to pop out, or you get the whoop, whoop, whoop. Everybody turn around. People start coming, security start moving. You hear me? It ain't just a moment. It's a big bang. It's a big event. Honey, we hit the jackpot. That moment is forever recorded in your mind and in your mind's eye. And you will do whatever it takes to get a kind of feeling like that again. Oh, what a feeling to own a toy. A toy Yoda. A baby God, a baby wise man. Something that you can impress upon. Something that you can manipulate and move around. I don't just have one piece of Play-Doh. I don't just have the yellow. Mama got the whole kit this time. She got the blue, the yellow, and the green. I can make something out of it. It's not just the flour from the kitchen. It's Play-Doh. No. That's your Play-Doh, Mama. You Play-Doh with that. I want the Play-Doh with the yellow can, with the red top, with the little kid on the side. Not the Play-Doh, the Play-Doh hole. Spell it right. Get the expensive kind. It ain't the same. Sort of like. No, I know the real thing when I see it, because your face ball up when I leave it on the floor, because you get angry when you see it left out and dried out. It cost you something. You went to work for it. Price. You didn't just get the McDonald's meal this time. You gave me, I said I wanted the Big Mac like the big people. And then my stomach got full and I ain't want it no more. And it just looked like I wanted it. They looked like they was enjoying it. And I didn't want to look like I was a little kid. I wanted to look like I was a big kid. I want the big underoos. I want the G.I. Jane with the Kung Fu grip. I want the Hercules. I want the Hulk. I don't want the Hercules. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? They don't stand up to the Tonka spirit of my Tonkaness till you change your mouth about what you want. I want the power. I want the power of death, hell, and the grave. That's what I want. I'm about 2 seconds tired of replacing tires and replacing cars where shit rust and mold and mildew and get thrown out. I want real power. I want power from on high. I want to change people's minds about some stuff that they thought was worth holding on to, like something somebody did to them back in 1492. Who on this planet created it? Who? God bless the Bigfoots and the bright eyeses and the suches and all the growing eagle and Blackfoot and Cherokees. God bless them all, every Native American. God bless them all, but they didn't discover America either. God bless every Bush, Black, African. You didn't make America either. You didn't make Africa either. You came here through your mother's vagina, closest you can come to the knowledge of God and the knowledge of the Lord. That's the closest you can truly come in man's eye space. Your name is on the birth certificate. They gave you the right. That gave you the right. Anybody else is whistling out of their underoos, or the lack thereof. We do have a book that we have called the Emmanuel, which is God with us, within us and without us. Start over at any given time, can change his or her them minds anytime. Working in, outside, and through time for our learning pleasures and experiences. What good will it be to profit all of those coins, all of that revenge that you wanted, and left a little bit of unforgiveness in your heart? Just a little bit. And now that you got some coins in your pocket, here you go with revenge. Here you go wanting to showboat. Just a little, you know, he said he's going to make your enemies your footstool, so they didn't worry about it. But be careful. I'm telling you where to change. I'm telling you where to change. Ain't no need of me saying that I'm out here with any other job if I don't tell you about change. I've known this since my motherhood. I've known this since my own personal observation as a child. The master is a way, is a certain way, depending upon the element that comes in its presence. The master, the source, the thing in the room is one way. A way, any way, variable BA, whatever, until something of a difference, a defer, a withdrawal, a change in the atmosphere, until something is spoken, until something else is thought of, invented, created, remade, remembered. Until that happens, it is all static. It is all void. It is nothing. What's happening? Nothing. What do you mean by nothing? Same old, same old. The SS, cruising along life's motions. Buzzing as a bee, being about your father's business, or not. until, bam, something happened on Mulberry Street. Something happened on Parker Road. Something happened in Ferguson. Something happened in Los Angeles. Something happened in Oregon. Something happened. A certain man, a certain woman. What changed? Anything. And depending on the level of impact, depending on the need of the atmosphere, the interfere will be small or great. Some people will get rich from an event. Some people will go broke. Some will die. Some will be reborn. Are you ready to change the narrative? You change the narrative by speaking. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, in the begins, the begin. The process of starting over, the process of establishing. God created the heaven and the earth. Heaven and the earth. I could go right there. I have to move on for the sake of time. And the earth. That was the last three words in the first script, the first verse, or the first three words of the second. And the earth was without form, I'm going to say it, without form, without poop, without the need for eating, without the need for drinking. The earth existed without a frame. And it was void. For you medical people, you know, and mothers especially, when you pee-pee in a cup, they call it void. So without form and void was without poop and pee, without mother and father, earth was created, and darkness was up on the face of the deep. I got to go there. I got to go there. The darkness was a people. Darkness was a shade, a hue of gods upon the face of the deep. The deep were people, giants, angels, figures, whatever you want to call it, but it was something on the earth even without form and void. They used to say that queens, gods, did not poop. So yeah, why would they need to poop? That is an earthly fallen experience. Again, fallen for me just means a descendant. Some fell, sure. Some got zapped down. Some, you know, rolled out. You know, some dismounted. Yeah, depends on how. Stick the landing. But however you got here, you're here. Dark, deep, light, deep calleth unto deep. Mud baby, tar baby, rat, tat, tat, the odor, the accuser of the boss baby, the one that's got more attention. The baby did it. The devil made me do it. The baby you gave me, the little brother you brought up in here after we had it established with a beautiful triune. Well, the woman said the same. The man said the same thing. I was good till you gave me that woman. Now, before that, he was crying. I ain't got nothing suitable. Or he was doing stuff that he shouldn't have been doing, so it looked unsuitable. It's not good for a man to be alone. Don't mean that he was not, there was no law yet. The law came when the woman came. There became the wall. The law was the wall. Stop right there. That's enough. Put your gun away. All right. Where am I at? Genesis. In the beginning. 1 and 1. 1:1. As above, so below. Upper colon, upper GI, lower GI. But of course, if you're going to start a creation, of course, what man would start building a house and not count up the cost? Well, then what do you think? Don't you think God took care of all this mess before he got started? Don't you think so? He would not have established the story. You don't show the story until the end has already been taken care of. Cliffhanger, season 3. Bye-bye. You're over in paradise somewhere eating coconut chips and stuff. You just happen to wake up in the middle of your dream. So you can change it if you don't like where you're headed. What the man say? You know, you might want to look forward. If you're trying to go forward, look forward. You know, unless you got some kind of ostrich abilities or something. Or whatever be the case. For most of us, let's go back to basics. Let's go back to truly core zero. The Shiro. Rest your nerves. I included. Rest your brain. I take confidence that whoever, whatever, and whyever I got here, oh my God, I got some, trust me, I got plenty of theories and knowings in my whole life and soul and spirit that we can play with. But for the sake of those who don't want to go woo-woo yet, don't want to call deep unto deep, let's play surface for a minute. You had, whether you liked her or not, for the most part, what we know is man and woman, female and male, comes from one whole. From the woman, from the womb man, the one that was wounded, the one that was bored a hole in. Probably the man was manipulated as well. But my point being, before we get out of this world, let's honor the one that's in this world. The biggest hurt I'm listening to from these peoples is the longing for source, the longing to know source. And to the longing to know source is the longing to know self. You want to know what you would do in a situation, and you don't know until you've been there. Mr. Grant Cardone began to talk about in the little clip, less than a minute clip that I watched, they showed some really gravitational pieces. And he got choked up because he started talking about the longest he had been without his, this was the longest he would have been without his children. First order, I felt it. First order of business was get my children here. The money can wait. My soul ain't going to be right if my children ain't here. And you know why? Because it's coming from a place of hurt and pain from my own life. I know what it's like to not feel the pleasure of pleasing the Father. My Father didn't see me grow up, he said. And I don't want to play a part in that father, son, son, offspring, abandonment, separation, dislocation, void, blackness, emptiness. What good is the money? But why would he do it in the first place? Because deep has been called unto deep. Because he's went as far as he needs to go in the monetary world. And there's something in the fiduciary world, the father world, the fidelity world, the world of your offspring, your spawn, And it's not so much just about him and his children. It's about him and his father, his unreconciled zero. A man can't rest until he knows his source. You know how many times you've gotten something figured out on your phone or your computer or your app, and it's like, I don't know what I did. What password did I just put in? It worked. Well, what was it? Which one? I tried so many and I wasn't writing them down. Know that feeling? You got it right, but you don't know how you got it right? Well, I'm here to help. How to make change. First of all, you make sure that's really what you want to do. And you make sure that's what you want to do in that particular area. And then you realize you take a Job moment. You say, you know what, God? You know what? You know what, Jehovah? You know what, Yahweh? You know what? How about if I just put my hand over my mouth? Put the other hand over my heart. And say, God, you know what? You know. You got me here. Through many dangerous snares and toils, I've already come. Who am I? And it wasn't from my intellect. It wasn't because of my eloquent speech. It wasn't definitely wasn't because of my coins. It wasn't because I invested so much. And trust me, I've invested so much. But it wasn't because of that, lest any man should boast. But for the grace of God. Grace of God. Looking at someone else and saying, not out of haughtiness. Okay, I don't want to do that. But saying out of grace. But for the grace of God, I could have been in that accident. I could have been the one with my weave on and it wasn't straight. Or God forbid, I was the one with the weave on and it wasn't on straight. My afro was crooked that day. My lipstick, it didn't line it right. You know, the tissue was coming from under my stilettos. My red bottoms wasn't really red. Somebody caught me slipping. Your slip is showing. What is the change that we're looking for? It is the change within ourselves. And we don't want, with all due respect, I love the word that was given about you need an audience. But people don't want no audience, Mr. Cardone. They want to know that they can go behind the throne of grace and obtain mercy, that they can cry out to an invisible God and it will hear them. They will hear their cry. That's what people want. They want to know, even if they can't get to their kids. Some people have accepted, you know what? Take my kids. Take them to the new land. Take them to the Western land. Take them to anywhere other than here. And I'm going to believe that they are in my DNA and my DNA is in them. But I may be too much. But they live in me and I live in them. And people have accepted that. But they want to know that my children live. They'll figure out the rest. Trust me, I've cried over my children. I'll talk about this again at another moment. I love you all. I love you all. Thank you, Dr. Cardone. See you on the other side.